This podcast is from Morning English.
Passport.
Because it's from 2 centuries
ago. No.
Valid. But there's no Canadian ID card.
Right.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Hey, Colin, you're some extra grumpy today. What's up?
I'm having trouble with my bank. They're really pissing me off.
What's going on?
I'm having ID issues. You know, the ID papers we have are different than those used by Chinese people, so it can be difficult to get things done.
ID. Identification.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about different IDs today.
Okay, sure.
没错，我们今天啊就跟大家聊一聊各种各样的 ID 证件，用英文怎么样说呢？欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。So what's wrong with your ID?
Well, a passport is the international recognized ID around the world. So for foreigners here, or when Chinese travel abroad, this is the identification that we must use.
Right, passport, 护照。
But I had to renew my passport, and that gives me a different ID number.
Okay.
Well...It means I have to go to all the places that I use my old ID and re-register with the new ID.
Oh, it's a little inconvenient then. Renew my passport. 大家注意 renew 这个词 R-E-N-E-W, renew. 这是一个动词表示、延长执照的期限或者是我们续签某个租约续订续签合约等都是用到这个动词 renew.
Yeah, but actually it's more than inconvenient.
Why?
Well, at my bank, they want an ID card to verify my passport.
Well, just show them the old passport and the new passport.
Well, that's what I thought. But of course, the old passport is expired, so it's not valid as ID.
Valid.V-A-L-I-D 这个词啊也是当我们说到证件的时候非常常用的、
yeah.
这个词这个形容词的意思是有效的在法律上被正式认可的 Yeah, we say valid ID
Yes
Yeah, 就是有效证件 So
Well, they want to see my Canadian ID card
But there's no Canadian ID card
Right
加拿大没有身份证啊
Yeah So, you knowWe use our driver's license as our ID nationally in Canada.
Yes, a driver's license. So why don't you just show them your driver's license?
Because it's in my car. In Canada.
What?
Well, it's not like I could use my driver's license to drive in China. I need a China driver's license for that. So I don't have it with me here.
Oh, got it. 是的，我们在加拿大都是直接用驾照嘛 driver's license 就可以直接当身份证来用的。
Yeah.
然后呢、我旁边的这位大叔呢就把自己的驾照留在了加拿大的车里面然后呢就没有自己的驾照来证明自己的 passport 是 valid
Right
Well, you can have someone send it to you
Yeah, not so simple because it's also expired Look, when I go back to visit, I can easily renew it But to do that, I need to be in Canada
Okay, that's quite a pickle you've gotten yourself in. 驾照不止在加拿大，而且还 expired, 过期了。那证件过期呢，用到这个词就是 expired.
You really don't need to enjoy this so much.
Okay, well, what else can you use as ID?
Well, I have a health insurance card in Canada that's accepted as ID there.
Health insurance card?
Right.In Canada, every citizen can apply for a health card. The health system in Canada is quite different than in China.
Yeah, also different from America.
Yeah. A lot of our tax money is used to pay for health care, like doctor's appointments, emergency room visits, needed surgeries. Just most of the basic care someone might need.
Yeah, that's all free. Yep, 加拿大是全民医保的。这点呢跟、中国和美国都很不一样。
Mm-hmm.
Right, 是全民医保、mm-hmm. 就是任何人也不需要你有工作每个人都有
Well, anything that is needed It's not like you can go and get a nose job for free But if you have a bad accident and you need to be taken care of It's free Most Western countries do this Except for America, of course
Yep
The American system of healthcare is a lot like China's, but much more expensive.
Yeah, so why don't you use your health insurance card? 用你的医保卡呀。
Well, because I have the same problem with that card as I do with my driver's license.
I do really enjoy this story. What else is used as ID?
Well, there's military ID.
Military ID, 军人证。
Yeah, yeah, and that can be used nationally.
But yours is in Canada, right?
No, no. Mm. But I was never in the military, so I don't have one.
Well, 怎么这么好笑呢？What about your birth certificate? 出生证明呢? Birth certificate. Birth certificate.
Yeah, that's...
Like from last century, like 100 years ago.
No, I can't use that.
Why not?
Well...
Because it's from 2 centuries ago?
No, no. It's just that I was born in England and moved to Canada when I was 8 months old. So my birth certificate can't be used as ID for my Canadian passport. It would be okay for my British passport.
Oh, you have 2 passports. So you are a dual citizen. 传说中的双重国籍啊，当然是合法的啊，因为加拿大和英国都承认双重国籍。
Yeah, yeah. Canada allows for dual citizenship, but I can't use my British passport for anything here in China because China doesn't recognize dual citizenship, and I'm here on my Canadian passport.
啊，因为我们中国不承认双重国籍，然后你是用到你的加拿大护照办的中国签证。
Right.
Right. 所以在中国 your valid ID is your Canadian passport only.
That's right.
Not your British passport.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. So why not use your old person's card?
You mean senior citizen's card?
Yeah. Senior's card. Senior's card. 老年证
Because I'm not a senior citizen.
Are you sure?
Yes, Winter, I'm sure. I'm still a long way off from that. But thank you for your suggestion.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for today.
是的，我们今天听了一个非常搞笑的 Colin 的故事哈。然后呢，我们也顺便把各种各样我们生活中会用到的 ID 都跟大家讲了一遍。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文。找到我们的公众号，私信回复“加油”两个字，还可以领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining us today for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.
Passport. Passport.
Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever.